Well, I thought we played some really good football today. I thought, you know, we're well aware that they're fighting for their lives, and they've been on a good run. We're very disappointed with the first goal, because it was obviously a clear foul and has been before the ball went forward, and then, you know, the foul against Hingwe. But it's a terrific strike, and but we came, we created some great chances. The only disappointing thing for me was in the last third, the just wasn't enough quality there, or you've got to give them credit for it. They defended, we had something to hide on to. That game will be best remembered for some of the crazy decisions that were going on all day. For a grade one referee, I've got to say, I thought it was as poor as a performance as we've had this season. You know, it was we dominated the second half. We've come out and we've worked hard. We've tried to play. We've changed it a couple of times just to see if we could find that wee opening to get. But you know, we've put plenty of balls into the box. But at the end of the day, you've got to have a desire to get on the end of them. And then obviously, the last one didn't matter anyway. But it was as big a cock-up as you're going to see. I mean, just hesitant, trying to keep the ball in play and no kick it out, but you've just got to send it up the park in these instances, and he's got to sell and caught in two minds, and he's caught between trying to play it out and boot it, and it's ricocheted off a page who had no chance and fell for the boy. But you know, it was funny, because that, you know, we dominated the most of the play today. But when the goal went in, they gave them that desire that, as I say, they need every single point they have. We've already qualified, but you know, we want to get back to winning ways, and the effort was there today, and the bit, maybe that wee bit of quality in the last third when we got into good positions, we never really created enough, and that's something we have to keep working away at, because earlier on we were very clinical in that department with the number of goals we've scored this year and creating a lot of chances, but now the chances are only coming as much as they were early in the season, so it's just what we've got to do on that. So, but they're a young team, and they've never been in this position before, so they're learning all the time for it.
Is it a worry for you coming into the playoffs that you may be struggling to create a few chances and not in the best run of form?
Well, the playoffs will look after themselves. We'll be well up for the when the playoffs comes round. They're going to be major cup finals, and everybody will be given their all. So we're maybe not at the moment, but we'll work away. The players know it, and that's probably better now. It's better happening now than when the playoffs come round. So, you know, we've got too many good players and in there to, and one or two are just off the boil a wee bit, but that'll come back, and I'm sure the spurry, what's the prizes at the end of it, will be enough to get them. But you know, we know we've got four games left, and one win does us out the four games. So, but we want to get it as quick as possible. And but when you're fighting teams down there, like we had with East Fife, and Brechin gave us a hard game last week, and you can see they won today again, and East Fife got a draw. So teams at the bottom of the league are causing all the problems, because they don't want to go out of this league. You know, they don't want to get into a relegation playoff situation. We're at the other end of the scale where we've tied it up last week, and we just need to try and get. But second will play third. I don't think anybody can catch us in third now after air dropping a point. They're 12. What are they?
They got beat today.
They're
still 12
behind. There's only
nine.
They're 12, and we've got a far sub. So virtually, we've clinched third today after getting beat, which is strange, because second place third anyway. So, you know, that probably turned out like we've been saying in there. You know, we've been on a wee bit of a, not all the time playing badly, but been on a wee run with one win and that one draw, I think, in the last five or six games. And but we'll not get too down about it. If you're going to have a wee bad spell, we'll have it now and get sorted out and get ready for the playoffs. But in a funny way, we've just qualified for third. Last week we qualified for playoffs, and this week we qualified probably for third, because it's a massive goal difference, and you're asking here to win all their games and us to lose them all. So I think we can say that, you know, two will play three. It's just a case of, for that position, who's got, is it home advantage first? Or,
yeah, or, if you finish second, you'll be
home advantage second. Or something. So, listen, you've got to go there anyway, where sometimes it's maybe not a bad thing going away and playing them there, because you, or playing at home, because you can be different when they're doing there, and you get a couple of games, something to hang on to at home, and hit you on the break, and that's all. It swings and roundabouts, but these players have done fantastic, and I thought the effort was there today, and I thought we were well up for it. It was good atmosphere, and I thought the fans great, they got behind us and that, but I think it was a stop-start game due to some crazy. I mean, how husband wasn't he giving a foul? And then when you see that last one there with Shank, I just shook my head when Shankland blocked a 50-50. He was near late, he was near the ball. The boys got up after 30 seconds, running away, having a wee smile on his face. He's no hurt, he's not carried off, and he's got a booking. Just incredible. And then you get the daddy of them all at half time when he's asking you about, you know, he's pulled us up for a free kick and wondered what we're doing at set plays. That's not got nothing to do with him, but we explained it that we're trying to you know, make it difficult for them to pick us up and trying to free somebody for getting them. Well, that's things you work on, but you can't have the referee analysing what we're trying to do, you know. It's not to do with him. If he sees a foul, he's got to give it. But that's, I think that was some kind of day it was always going to be. And of course, you know, coming here, the crowd get right on top of your referees because I think it was the same for both. It wasn't, you know, it was not all about. I thought they got a couple of decisions we got late on. They were my fouls. And so I'm not having a go at Airdrie on that because, as I say, they're in a fight for a night. And the Gary's got them well organised. They got their goal. And they fought like everything to keep us out and made it very difficult for us. But that's life. We just wasn't through. We were outplayed today because I thought out the two teams we played far more football than Airdrie did. But they won the game and that they did what they're good at enough to win it.
Yeah, great stuff.
All right.